Happy Wednesday, everybody, or whatever day of the week you're watching. Welcome back to the Strong with Julie podcast, and today's episode is all about how to grow that booty, like you saw on the title of today's episode. So we're focusing on my top tips for lower body exercises and how to just train for the most results, because I want you to reap the rewards of the hard work that you put in the gym. And the only way to do that is to make sure that you're training properly and optimally. Before we get into it, I do want to get back to our little segment of the week. So we have highlight of the week, low light of the week, my favorite product or thing of the week, and then Q&A of the week, which will come from you guys. And I asked you on Instagram, so I have one that I'll answer. I definitely want to start on a high note. So highlight of the week, I wrote that today is the last day of January, and myself and my clients in the 1% Better Challenge have successfully completed a whole month of a habit of doing 10,000 steps per day. And that is such an amazing way to kick off the year and just have that check mark. And I can't wait to add the next challenge in February. So February's challenge is going to be to keep up with the 10,000 steps and to add a gallon of water. So I am going to start that tomorrow. I already have my water bottle set up. I'm so excited. And to be able to slowly habit stack this year, we're doing this in 6 months. So we're going to have 6 new habits by the middle of the year, and you guys can hop in at any time if you're not a part of it. But in order to do that, you definitely need to take things slow. And I love that I'm having this approach this year, because all the other years in my past, New Year's would come around and I'd overwhelm myself with so many new things I wanted to do and tackle that I was overwhelmed and didn't do any of them. So the fact that we can do one at a time and do it together and push ourselves and really motivate each other is so cool to me. So that is my highlight. And another highlight is Brett's, but I'm just so happy for him, so I wanted to share. He started his basketball season back up, and tomorrow I'm going to go watch one of his games. And I cannot wait, because he is an athlete at heart. He played football, basketball, track, he did all the things, but it was all before we were together. The fact that I can go watch him on Thursday, even if it's just a league with his work friends, is so exciting to me, because I know how competitive he is, and I feel like I'm going to see him for the first time really in his element. So that's going to be tomorrow. I'll definitely post some videos of it. I've been posting a lot of vlogs, lifestyle things on TikTok, because I know you guys like to see that, but I also know that you'd love to see my fitness tips, so I will kind of want to keep those separate, and that's why on TikTok I still definitely do the fitness thing, but I wanted to show you guys my life a little bit more and open up to you, because I feel like that plays such a big role in my fitness. To be able to show you my personal life and then I'm not just 24/7 in the gym is really important to me. Like, you know, I work basically a desk job doing online coaching. I have a puppy, I have a boyfriend, and I have this life that I'm trying to create for myself. And I want to show you guys that, because you're very, very, very important to me. Now, moving on to low light of the week. Now, this is something that's probably going to surprise you guys, because I try to put a happy face on social media, even though I do want to share the little things with you. But I feel like it's a lot easier for me to share hard things on my podcast, because it's just me talking to you and I can really explain it in depth, whereas Instagram, TikTok, it's a quick video. But on Sunday, we had a really sad thing happen back in Connecticut. My aunt's house burned down, and that is just... It was a lot. I wanted to buy a ticket and go home and help them. My mom was like, don't do it. We've got this covered. Like, you need to work and focus on work. And I feel like that's so hard for me, because family is number one for me. Like, family, that's the most important thing. So as soon as something happens, I always want to just book a flight and go there. But my mom was like, no, you got this. Like, stay there. We got this handled. And they all have places to stay now, because my aunt lives in a four-person home, so there's four families that live there. So the fact that four families are out of a home is really sad, and all their belongings were taken from them. But my family all lives in Connecticut, so luckily each of them have a place to stay for now, until, I mean, they have to rebuild the house, right? So it's gonna take a little while. And they have a GoFundMe that I posted, and some of you guys contributed, so thank you. But that was really sad, and I've just been FaceTiming them, keeping up with them, and I'm like, if any of you guys want to come to Florida for a vacation, I will buy your ticket right now and you guys can stay with us. But I am seeing my family in this month, February, because we're going to go visit DJ in Virginia. He's my brother that's in the Navy, so that'll be good. And I got really sad news on Monday that my grandpa has a little cancer tumor again, which is really sad. So that's also been hard, but I'm trying to put a smile on my face and just keep going, moving, and I just feel like it's important to share with you guys that stuff because it could look like butterflies, rainbows from what I'm posting, but there are some really hard stuff going on in my life right now, and I just really want to be there for everybody, and it's hard to be at 10 different places at once, and I know that you know this feeling, so that's why I'm sharing it. I'm not trying to have a pity party for myself. I'm trying to let you know that I get it, you know, and people have gone through way harder. I totally get that too. And these things aren't directly happening to me, but when they happen to the most important people in your life, you feel that pain for them. And it can make everyday things just a little bit harder. So I just want to help you and help myself to kind of talk through it, that there's different coping mechanisms you can use. And a lot of times relying on your foundations and the routine that you've created for yourself will make you feel better. And then you'll be a better caregiver. You'll be a better, kinder human to those people that are struggling. Okay, enough sappiness and sadness. Let's move on to fave product. My favorite product of the week is the Laneige skincare products. You guys know I've been a skincare hopper, okay, this past year, and I'm still trying to figure out my favorites, but I try to stick to one product for a month to see what it does to my skin, because I feel like if I just use it once, you don't really see the benefits or the bad stuff yet. And I've been doing the Laneige products for a month now because I got it from a Secret Santa present, and I used the Milky Toner in their lip. I've always used their lip products, you guys know that, but also their moisturizer, and it's super hydrating, and I use it at night, and I feel like it's making my skin hydrated and bouncy, so I wanted to shout that out. And now the Q&A of the week. Miss Nella DaCosta asked how to work out while on my cycle. So you guys know I'm not a big cycle syncing fan where you do specific workouts depending what week you are in your cycle. I like to do the same workout split for at least 4 weeks so I can progressive overload on my lift, so I could get better, master them, and really teach my muscles how to get stronger in those specific areas. And if I am on my period and I'm changing that up, I'm completely throwing off my workout split, right? So what I like to do is just go into the week knowing, okay, I am probably not going to be 100% in the lift today. I'm probably not going to hit a PR, but I'm going to try my best and go through the motions. And in the beginning of the week, since I track my cycle, I know, let's say day one of my cycle is my hardest day with cramps is on Tuesday. Tuesday is going to be a rest day. And since I only strength train 4 times per week, I have wiggle room of when those days can be, and I can schedule it around that cycle. So I definitely recommend one is tracking your period so you can maintain the right schedule depending on the week. And it also helps if you're busy that week too, you can kind of reorganize. And what I do is I'll do 4 strength training days and then about 3 cardio days and 1 Pilates days. And I will pair different things up together since my strength workouts are only about 30 minutes long. So if a 30-minute long strength day, I can pair with a 10-minute Pilates and a 20-minute cardio session, and it's all together 1 hour. And I can mix and match these things, and that makes it super helpful for me. And it's something new that I've been implementing this year, and I'm also doing with my clients. So I definitely recommend doing that and not changing up your routine entirely, just making sure that, okay, maybe the second day of your period. So the first day you took a rest day, the second day, maybe it's your upper body day and the Pilates day, not a cardio and a leg day, to make it easier on yourself. And you're working towards your strengths and not your weaknesses, which is something some people have a really hard time doing because they think they have to be doing what everyone else is doing, but they really don't. You need to do what works for you, your schedule, your menstrual cycle, because those symptoms that you feel are unique to you, and you know when you can push yourself to go and when you can't. I hope that was helpful. If you have any more questions, let me know. I have a lot of menstrual cycle period advice on my page too, so you can dig through that, but I'm more than happy to answer individual questions through my DMs too. Now we have 8 tips when it comes to growing your lower body and specifically your glutes. So I'm going to run through these 8 tips. I think this episode's going to be about 20, 30 minutes long. So a nice little walk if you're doing a walk, or you can do this simultaneously while you're working. I don't know when you prefer listening to podcasts. I like to do them either on my walk or while I'm working as background noise. And then I could also learn something, which is nice. But growing your glutes can be a difficult task if it's not in your genetics to have bigger glutes, but that doesn't mean it's impossible, okay? My mom, I'm not gonna lie, she doesn't really have much of a butt. She wasn't born with it, and my dad's side does. So I kind of met in the middle, and I had a butt, but it definitely wasn't what I wanted it to look like, which is totally fine. And training has brought it to a place where I'm really happy and confident with the glutes that I've grown. The first thing that I changed is frequency of training glutes. I used to do glutes every single time I went to work out, every single time. So whether that was a week that I did 5 days a week, 7 days a week, I didn't follow a split. I was just going to the gym and training the muscles that I wanted to work on the most. So it was glutes and abs and triceps every single time I went to the gym. Now, when I actually implemented a real split and stuck to it, my frequency was always 2 to 3 times per week for glutes. So I was either training them 2 times a week in a 5-day split, or once that split was over, doing 3 days per week, but never more, and always having at least 2 days in between each glute session to give myself enough recovery time. The frequency allows enough stimulus and recovery time for the muscles to actually grow. Because if you don't give them that time, they'll never recover and they won't grow. Okay, so we have the frequency of 2 to 3 times per week. That's your baseline. Pick one, stick with it, whatever works best for you. If you can only go to the gym 4 days a week, let's do twice. If you can go to the gym 5-6 days a week, you can go 3 times and do the glutes. And then don't forget, number 2 is the rest day, 2 days in between. Muscles grow and repair during the periods of rest. So getting enough sleep and allowing at least 48 hours between intense glute workouts is crucial. And number 3 is going to be about your nutrition. So when you're eating for muscle growth, you need to decide whether you want to be in a surplus or you want to be in a deficit, or if you want to maintain. If your main focus, you're happy with where your body fat content is at, and your main focus is to grow your glutes, you're going to want to be in a surplus. And a surplus is simply taking the average of what the calories you're eating now, let's say 7 days on average, and let's say you find an average of 2,000 calories in that 7 days, you're simply going to add 200 to 500 calories to that amount. And remember, we're eating whole foods here. This isn't 200, 500 calories of French fries, okay? This is of legit food that's going to make you feel good, not food that's going to make you feel heavy, it's greasy, it's going out food. And you're going to utilize that extra food, that extra energy in the gym, in your lifts, and hit more PRs and grow your muscles. So we have frequency of 2 to 3 times per week, 2 rest days in between each glute session. So you could do upper body in between those days. And then we have a food surplus if you want to grow. Now, you definitely can grow your glutes in a maintenance phase, but they're not going to grow as much as it would in a surplus. And if your main focus right now is losing body fat before you want to focus on growing your glutes, I would do that first. Get a baseline and go in a deficit, and then let's hang out there for 14 to 16 weeks and then grow your glutes afterwards. We're in it for the long game here. We're not trying to do quick fixes. It is going to take several months, years to get that dream physique, but each day you're building one brick at a time to get to that place. So you need to be consistent. Now you have the calories that you're going to eat. Number 4 is going to be your protein intake, because protein is the building block of muscles. If you're eating in a surplus of just carbs and fats, you will not see that muscle growth without the building block of muscle. So your protein amount is going to be about your current body weight in grams. So if I'm 140 pounds, I'm most likely going to eat 140 grams of protein. Now, if you are in a bulk, you can go a little bit above that, but it definitely isn't necessary. You can add the calories then to your carbs and fats. Different ways you can get protein in your diet is taking the amount of meals you have per day. So mine's 5. I love having 5 meals, snacks, whatever you want to call them per day. And if I'm having 140 grams of protein, I'm going to take 140 and divide it by 5. That would make each snack or meal being around 25 to 28 grams of protein. And now I know when I'm sitting down to have my meal, that's how much protein I want per meal. And if you're using an app like MyFitnessPal or Chronometer, you're going to pre-log that. So put all your proteins in. So let's say that's 5 protein sources. I'm going to put the 5 protein sources in, and then maybe I'll build the meal around it. Now, does that seem tedious at first? Yeah, it's tedious. Yeah, it's hard. But do you want to grow your butt? Do you want to do it the most strategic way as possible? Then I would do it this way. Different ways I like to get my protein in. I love animal products, so I do eat animal products. If you're vegan, there's definitely other ways to do it, but I love a ground bison. I love a lean ground beef, chicken thighs, chicken breasts, egg whites, eggs, Greek yogurt, cottage cheese is another one. And then a good protein powder to have, like a scoop a day to just bang out 30 grams is great as well. But definitely rely on whole foods first before the powders, the bars, the things like that for your gut health. Frequency 2 to 3 times per week, rest days 2 days in between. Now you're eating in a surplus or at maintenance and you're hitting your protein goal. What's next? The types of exercises you're putting into your workouts. So you guys know there's 3 categories. I do have a post about this. If you want it, just DM me and I can point you in the right direction. Compounds, accessories, isolations. If you want to grow your glutes or any muscle, you want to do a variety of these 3 different exercise types. So for glutes, I love hip thrust, RDLs. I even like a sumo deadlift. I feel like sumo deadlifts are out of style, but they are really good to hit those glutes. And then accessories can be anything like a reverse lunge, a lying hamstring curl, a leg press. When I'm doing leg press for glutes, I like to do shoulder width apart and then just turn my toes out about 45 degrees. That's perfect for your glutes. You can even do a little bit wider than shoulder width, but if you go too wide, you're just hitting your adductors. Now the key here is you're gonna open up your notes app when you're working out, or you can use my app. My clients have an app that they can track their weights, and you're gonna put the weights that you use for hip thrust for that first week, because remember, we're following the same routine for about 4 to 6 weeks. You can pick. If you get really bored after 4 weeks, it's okay to change it. But you're gonna write down week 1, I did a hip thrust on Thursday, whatever day that you did it, and I did it for 135 pounds, and I did 10 reps with that amount. Now the next week, you're gonna try to go up in weight and do 8 reps, for example, and slowly progressive overload, let's say 140 pounds, 145, and then at the end of the 4 weeks, see how much stronger you got. And if you are eating in a surplus, eating the right amount of protein, then you should be getting stronger because your body has more fuel for your workouts. And tip number 6 that you can do while you're doing the compound accessories and isolations is mind-to-muscle connection. So if you're doing a leg press, if you're doing a Bulgarian split squat, oops, if you're doing a hip thrust, you're thinking butt, booty, 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 glutes, glutes, glutes. Literally saying that in my mind helps me know the muscle that I'm working and not focus on other things. And when you have that mind-to-muscle connection, you're gonna feel a deeper stretch, you're gonna feel like your tempo's a lot slower, so then you feel the movement more, and just all in all, it's gonna be better. Tip number 7 still goes along with the training, is vary your rep ranges. So you don't need to just do 3 sets of 10, for example, for those hip thrusts. That's why I give my clients and myself ranges. So hip thrust week 1, let's say it's 4 sets of 8 to 12 reps. So that's when I'm saying, okay, you did 12 reps at the 135 pounds. The next week, if you're adding weight, you probably can't still hit the 12 rep mark. So then you'll go down to 8 reps and then slowly climb the ladder back up throughout the 4 weeks, and you're still getting stronger at implementing progressive overload, because progressive overload just isn't only adding weight, it's adding tempo, it's adding pauses, it's adding pulses, it's adding rep sets. It can be so many other things. So if you have those in your program, that would be perfect. Last but not least is just patience and persistence. You have to have patience and persistence when it comes to growing a specific muscle, when it comes to anything in your fitness journey. And the best part about it is that it's a never-ending journey. So once you go through your glute growth phase, let's say that lasts 6 to 8 months, and then you want to cut back and do a cut to reveal those gains that you made, cool. You can then do it again. You can go through the same cycle again, grow more muscle in the glutes, cut the fat, see what you ended up with. And then that just makes it more of a long, sustainable game and a thing that you can challenge yourself with, because a lot of the times when people get complacent in their fitness journeys and they don't have specific physique or strength goals, that's when they can kind of fall off the wagon, skip their workouts, forget about their protein intake, and stop taking care of themselves as much. So it's really fun to have a specific goal to work towards. And if you're having a hard time figuring out what your goal is, I just recommend sitting down with your journal and thinking about what would make you happy in a month from now. And if that is doing a hip thrust for 300 pounds, write that down. It could be anything. If that is increasing 2 inches on your glutes, it could be something physical. It could be whatever you want. And then it gives you a little more purpose throughout the day, aside from the other things that you have to do in life, like, for example, be a mom or cook, clean, work, doing things like that. It's really nice to have a purpose that fuels your internal self and to be able to work a little bit towards that and place one brick down each day. I hope those 8 tips were helpful. There's definitely more that goes into it, but a podcast can only be so long, right? I wanted to keep this one short and sweet. If you have any questions about this topic or anything I talked about or a podcast episode that you want, you guys know I make content to serve you. So whenever I'm making something, it's usually in relation to a question that one of you have asked. So definitely just pop that in my DM, do it on my regular Julie X Fit account, not the Strong with Julie, because I'm way more active on my Julie X Fit. I try to get back to all messages within 2 days, but sometimes it takes a little longer. But yeah, thank you guys for listening to this. I hope you enjoyed it. I hope it was helpful, and I'll see you next Wednesday. It may or may not be an interview podcast episode.